Lord, they will portray the Lord. They will proclaim the Lord in the name of Jesus. They will not be ashamed of the Lord. They will champion the things of God in the name of Jesus. I hope you are not being tired. Pray for these young ones. They need your prayer. We as parents must pray for our children. We need to pray for them. Pray for them with all sincerity. In the name of Jesus, let the blessing of God rest upon them. Let the blessing of God rest upon them. Let the blessing of God rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Daddy Lord, we just bless your name. We bless you, oh God. Daddy, we bless you. We bless you. We raise our voices as parents. We raise our voices as the body of Christ all across this land. And we pray for all our children, whether they are here or they are not here. Lord, your hand will rest upon their lives. You will transform them. You will change them. You will heal them. In the name of Jesus, they will be for signs and wonders. All our children will excel. They will not fail. They will not be a dropout in their schools, in their studies. Anything they lay their hands on, they will be a success. The Lord will make them success. In the name of Jesus, these few are representing so many that are not here. We use this as a point of contact for those who, even to those who are not here. Lord, that your hand will touch them. We are reaching out to them, even though they are not here. We ask, oh God, that healing shall come upon them. In the name of Jesus, this new generation will come to know the Lord. They will be on fire for the Lord. The enemy will not be able to destroy them. The enemy shall not prevail over them. They will rise triumphantly over all the forces of the enemy. They will rise triumphantly over challenges, over forces of darkness. In the name of Jesus, they will not fall victim. They will not fall victim of evil circumstances. In the name of Jesus, our children will not fall before the battle of drugs. Our drug addiction, they will not fall. They will stand. They will stand. They will stand. They will succeed. They will be victorious. In the name of Jesus, we declare blessings of God upon them. In the name of Jesus, we declare grace, new fire, new blessing, new favor, new glory upon you. In the name of Jesus, you will rise, you will shine. In the name of Jesus, you become radiant. You will be a source of comfort to your parents. In the name of Jesus, you will not be a source of pain. You will not be a source of anguish. You will not be a source of sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we decree the grace of God, the mercy of God upon you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare you winners. You are not a loser. You are winners. You are winners in the name of Jesus. You will excel. You will rise above the forces of darkness. In the name of Jesus, you will excel. You will be for signs and wonders. Glory of God will radiate upon you. Glory will rest upon you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Let's give God a hand. Give God a clap offering. God bless you. You may go. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to be having a background music by our sister Shola. Yinka, sorry. But why we're doing that? We want to do so many things at the same time. And we still have some prayer we have to pray. So I'm inviting all of these men of God out at the same time. Those who is praying for consecration and dedication. Those who are praying for blessing, restoration, and revival. I'm inviting them all out. Why the song? So as our sister continues to minister, they will come one after the other. Just go into prayer. You just lead us into prayer. No message here. And they are Pastor our sister finish for the first 30 minutes. Okay, we're going to worship together for 30 minutes. After that, Pastor Arnold Yarabi will come out. Pastor Olufemi Oluwalana, Minister Fidelia Ebele Okafor will come out. Paya Bayon will come out. Pastor Johnson Olatui, Pastor Isaac Aladini will come out. That is after she has ministered for the first 30 minutes. Bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shall we remain standing on our feet as we celebrate the presence of the living God in the house? We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate his loving kindness. We celebrate his tender mercies towards us. We celebrate his sovereignty. Let us just raise our hands to the heavens and begin to bless the Lord. David says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. We bless the Lord this day. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. My God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Let him hear your voice. He's worthy. Let someone say he's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. He's worthy. Say, Father, you're worthy. Father, you're worthy. I bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, because you're worthy.
Come on, 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 come on bless me, I must worship you. I worship you. Oh,
In unity, one church, one board, undivided. Walk in unity, embrace unity. I read, behold, and how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the Jew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing and life forevermore. We are praying for unity. Unity in the body of Christ. As we go back to our states, as we go back to our churches, as we go back wherever we come from, we are going to go with the spirit of unity. But wherever we are, the unity of the Lord will be there. I'm going to ask you just to raise up and all of us hold hands as a sign of unity that we are going to release when we go back to our states. Let us pray, those with shofars, may you just release the shofar and the sound as we release the unity in the body of Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, unity, unity, we have heard season. We are going with unity, Father. We release the sound unto the heavens. We release the sound unto the heaven. We release the sound unto the staff. We release the sound unto the churches. We release the sound unto the body of Christ. We release unity, O God, in the name of Jesus. May your blood, yes, oh Father, flow in the church. May your blood flow in America. May the blood of the Lamb flow in the pulpits and flow in the altars of God. May righteousness and peace and joy come upon the body of Christ because of the unity that you have released. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray.
Praise the Lord. We are going to consecrate ourselves unto the Lord. You know, after all that the Lord has done for us, after we have tasted of his goodness and his love, after we have tasted his sweetness, we cannot go back. Amen? And we are going nowhere. Jesus is our bus stop, final bus stop. And so we are going to tell him, because it's not all the time we keep on asking. We are going to assure him that we are his, that our lives are committed to him, that we live for him and for him alone. We have no other God, because he's the only God that makes sense. Hallelujah. So we are going to sing this song unto him, and then you talk to him yourself. Hallelujah. And tell him that you love him and that he is everything to you. And of course we know that. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes. Oh yes, one more time. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes. I want you to say that to him in your own words. Tell him that anywhere he puts you, you go. That he is the only God that you have no other God. And that you live to obey him, you live to worship and adore him, that you are at his beck and call anytime he calls, and that you are ready to go with him any night that he wants to take you. Let us begin to love our God with these words. Our Father and our God, we love you, because you are so good. You are beautiful for situation. There is no other God. You are everything to us. Father, you are the God that delivers us, the God that fights our battles, the God that answers us anytime we call. Even at midnight, we call on you, you answer us. At odd times, we call on you and you answer us. And so we are going nowhere. Father, our soul tie is with you. We live to worship and adore you. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father and our God, we love you so much. King of glory, you are the only God that makes sense. The only God that is alive. The only God that speaks and it comes to pass. Our destinies are in your hand. Therefore, Lord, we have nowhere else to go to. We are looking up to you. We are depending on you. We trust you for everything. You have shown us your goodness. You have shown us your mercy. You have shown us your power.